Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. This week on our program, we go to New York City to visit the 35-year-old New Yorican Poets Cafe on the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
I search the chemistry of specific emotions, a combination of earth and air that evokes the vital detail, the phrase that heats the frying pan, the look that smiles, offering signals that localize where I am and clarify what I see. I'm child of the electronic frontier. I learn off the radio waves of 98.7 KISS FM, salsa disco jams that come from a Sony. But even though I need a coat, even though I'm behind on my payments for the Trinitron remote control color TV that I picked up at Crazy Eddie's last month, I'm child of the Columbia Space Shuttle, and I need to know all the electronic gimmicks invented yesterday that are already primitive cousins to those developed today from 8 to 5 p.m. in Japan.
That poem, Electronic Frontier, was written by Miguel Algarin. The native of Puerto Rico is a founder of one of New York City's oldest poetry centers, the New Yorican Poets Cafe. New Yorican is a mix of the words New York and Puerto Rican. It describes Puerto Ricans in America, whether they are in New York or not. The New Yorican Poets Cafe is a nonprofit arts organization in Manhattan. Miguel Algarin is sitting in his special seat at the end of the bar in the cafe. He has a deep, warm voice. He appears exactly as a poet should, dreamy and intellectual, emotional and distant, humorous and dark.
The New Yorican Poets Cafe is in the Loisaida neighborhood of Manhattan. Its borders are debated. Generally, however, they stretch from 14th Street on the north side, Avenue A on the west, Houston on the south, and the East River. Loisaida is a Spanglish term, or English with a Spanish sound. Loisaida means Lower East Side. The area is also known as Alphabet City, and sometimes considered part of the East Village. Historically, the Lower East Side has been home to poor immigrant populations. The area has seen German, Jewish, Polish, Italian, and Irish populations come and go. In the 40s, Puerto Ricans arrived, and this group stayed. Loisaida was one of New York's most dangerous neighborhoods in the 1970s and 80s. It was filled with illegal drug sellers and users. The drug trade led to other crimes, including stealing and violence. The crime became so bad in Loisaida that its lettered avenues got nicknames. Avenue A was for assault, B was for battery, C was for coma, and D was for death.
Loisaida was poor and dangerous. But the neighborhood was also home to undiscovered poets, playwrights, and musicians. These included Miguel Pinheiro, writer of the award-winning Broadway play Short Eyes. He abused drugs and was jailed for robbery by the time he was a teenager. His work speaks to the short, hard life he lived. Mr. Pinheiro died of alcohol-related disease in 1988 at the age of 41. He was a co-founder of the New Yorican. The Reverend Pedro Pietri was another, a former soldier in the United States Army. The Puerto Rican native wrote protest poems and plays about civil rights issues in America. His work and his performances were always exciting. He wore clothes of a Christian clergy member and called himself Reverend. He died of cancer at the age of 59.
In 1973, Miguel Algarin opened up his apartment to these men and other artists. They would gather to read their work and discuss social issues. His home became very crowded quickly. And there was another problem. Miguel Algarin was working as a professor of English at Rutgers University in New Jersey. The thing about poets, he says, is they like to stay up and talk until about 4 in the morning. Well, that is when I would be getting up to get ready for class. He says he realized it was time to find a separate space where the poets could gather and he could still get some sleep. At first, the New Yorican moved to a rented space on 6th Street in Loisaida. Then Miguel Algarin and the others were offered a nearby building on 3rd Street between Avenues B and C. Ellen Stewart, an experimental theater founder, owned the building. This local arts supporter saw the promise the cafe held for new poets, so she sold the building for only $1. The New Yorican Poets Cafe remains at 236 East 3rd Street today. However, in 2006, New York City officials renamed 3rd Street in Loisaida Reverend Pedro Pietri Way.
The mission of the cafe has always been to support and nurture the arts of the spoken word. So poetry, plays, screenplay readings, and we've expanded to music and visual arts. Our deepest concern is to serve the underserved communities, the people who don't normally get access to the arts in the city. Poor people, youth, people of color. So we try to keep our prices very, very low. We try to speak to those communities and provide them with artistic experiences that they can relate to.
That is Roland Leggiardi Laura, a poet, filmmaker, and member of the cafe's board of directors. And he leads many of the cafe's educational projects. One of those he is especially proud of is the New Yorican Power Writers Program. The year-long program involves at-risk children in troubled New York City schools. Mr. Leggiardi Laura, poet and writer Joe Ubilis, and arts education expert Amy Sultan founded the program in 2001. The program aims to empower young people by making them masters of language and reading. The Power Writer's motto is, if you don't learn how to write your own life story, someone else will write it for you. Roland Leggiardi Laura says life feels out of control for a lot of the children he works with. He says the program can help them take control, make changes, and imagine a future. They can become warriors of words.
Mr. Leggiardi Laura's first Power Writers class was in the Bronx area of New York City. He opened it by telling the children, the prisons in our country are filled with people who can't read or write or speak well. In fact, this is the single most common distinguishing characteristic of an American prisoner, illiteracy. Not race, not economic background, not an abusive childhood. If you want to have power in this society, you must master the three literacies. This is a class about power, your power. The Power Writers Program is the subject of To Be Heard, a film that will be released soon. It was paid for by the Public Television Network.
Currently, the New Yorican Poets Cafe is best known for its poetry slams. They are held Wednesday and Friday nights. Poetry slams are competitions where poets perform their poems in front of an audience and judges. The poems can be no longer than 3 minutes and are rated from 0 to 10, 10 being the best score possible. Former New Yorican board member Bob Holman brought slam to the cafe from Chicago, Illinois, where it was born. The first slam at the New Yorican was held in 1989.
At a slam earlier this month, one poet performed a piece about a girl with a very troubled mother. Here is part of it.
I used to try on mommy's jeans just to see how they fit on me. They were always too big for me, but I knew in my heart that it was mommy's jeans that helped me be the best mommy that I could be. But now, mommy wears my jeans, adorned with glitter belts and shirts that say hottie and sexy. You see, my mother's not a hottie, nor is she sexy. She's more than that. She's beautiful. I just don't think anyone's ever told her so. She's cocoa brown with a red undertone. She's got the night sky in her eyes. But she wears glitter shirts so she can shine. Not knowing that she's got the shine of the stars and moon in her eyes, fire on her lips, Cherokee in her blood, and Zulu in her hips. She's a goddess who has never been told. A queen who's never been crowned. Boom, 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 gotta get that.
Boom, 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 gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom. The cafe also has hip-hop poetry and music events, poetry readings, and theatrical productions. And executive director Dan Gallant says there is room for expansion. The New Yorican Poets Cafe is in a 3-level building. Mr. Gallant says the 2 top floors could be turned into rooms for workshops or more performance space. All in time, he says. Mr. Gallant notes that the New Yorican is very lucky as a nonprofit organization to own its own building, especially in a recession. We don't have to worry about paying rent, he says. We still can keep our entrance prices low. We don't depend so much on money from donors.
Over the years, Loisaida has changed. It is now a desired place to live. Crime has been reduced. Housing prices have increased. There are still some public housing apartments for poor people, but many fewer than in the past. Developers have bought a lot of empty properties and have rebuilt costly apartments. There are many popular restaurants and stores in the area. The New Yorican Poets Cafe looks and feels a lot like it did many years ago. But Dan Gallant did get the cafe to modernize one way this past year. We now accept credit cards, he says proudly.
This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Our reader was Mario Ritter. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
Quiero cantar y cantar y cantar y seguir cantando. Cantar y callarme cuando ya no pueda respirar. Con mi cántico apagar este fuego que me quema y transformar mi dilema en un paso de comedia o tal vez una tragedia en un eterno poema. con notas del corazón hacer una sinfonía y ponerle melodía a mi rústica canción. Plasmar en mi diapasón el más sublime fonema. Hallaré mi nuevo esquema, un mosaico de cantares, y convertir mis pesares en un eterno poema.